When Gabe Rogers talks about beer, it's with the casual confidence of an expert chemist.
Anomalous focuses on Citra and Calypso. Chaos is focused on Apollo, Belmo. So, I mean, there are also different colors.
It's that depth of knowledge, which translates into the taste of his beers, that caught the attention of his business partner, Mike Nadeau. Nadeau used to be a regular customer of Rogers' homebrew supply shop in Dover. They started swapping beers, and it became clear to Nadeau that he'd stumbled on an unusual talent.
He slowly started critiquing my beers, and he was very kind, very constructive criticism. But then he let me try a few of his beers, and that's kind of where it started. And just realized, I'm like, okay, that's kind of where I wish I could be, but it's clearly I was not even close. That's when I knew there was something special there. So if the business side kind of kicked in, I'm like,
Nadeau is a financial operations manager by trade. And a few years ago, the pair started toying with the idea of going into business. Then Rogers' mother retired from running a thrift store in downtown Dover, leaving vacant a prime location for a brewery. Rogers and Nadeau took the plunge.
This is the brew system right here. It's a Herm system, so basically it entails a hot liquor tank. I have my mash tun in the center here.
They opened their tasting room to the public just 6 months ago. The echoing space is full of tall chairs, farm tables, and a gleaming bar. Rogers and Nadeau say they've had a steady flow of customers from day one.
I think people just, they want to know who's making their beer, and also I think flavor-wise, what people are doing on the craft scene, is a lot different than, the macro breweries, making light lagers. People just are starting to kind of gravitate towards being a little bit more conscious of what, is being put into their bodies, or just kind of want something more local.
This is nothing new. The craft beer industry has been growing nationwide for years. Production volume went up 18% in 2014 alone. What sets Garrison City apart at the bar are their Brettanomyces beers, made with a wild yeast that Rogers favors for its complexity. Brett beers, as they're called, are new on the local scene, as is Garrison City's answer to the classic beer growler. They're serving up beers in 32-ounce cans poured straight from the tap and sealed before your eyes. It's called a crowler.
So we can actually seal our beer in a can right at the bar, which is a little different. And I think for us, the major benefits are how it protects our beer. You don't have to worry about light. As far as the oxygen pickup, there isn't much. We purge that can with CO2. So we pour it off the draft line the same way you would see a glass growler done, except that we seal it right there. So it's a little bit unique to New Hampshire. There's a lot of other breweries in the States using them. So we're taking every precaution to keep our beer as fresh as possible. And so when it does, get to the consumer, when they pick it up here, they're drinking it and at its prime.
Rogers is the sole brewer at Garrison City. He makes beer 3 days a week, but is always nursing his brews.
Yeah, he doesn't sleep much. We actually have a couch downstairs for him, and we kind of kid like one day, oh, we'll just get bunk beds. We'll just sleep, never sleep or whatever. And so it's kind of funny. But it's his passion, you can tell.
The next experiment in the works is barrel aging beers, and Nadeau is confident that it will turn out as drinkable as the rest.
He's an artist, and that's just what you get. So I love it. I mean, that's what you'd want. So I'm not quite sure, but I hear it's going to be good. He's excited about it.
Garrison City has started distributing to a few bars, and if business stays this good, they may one day expand operations. But their primary concern for now is to keep the beer flowing. For NHPR News, I'm Hannah McCarthy.